Lincoln wins this one 53-45, and Bloomington head coach Michael Mosley joins us now. We appreciate it, Coach. And that's a tough one out there at Lincoln basketball team. They're very well coached, and they played very disciplined out there, and able to force enough turnovers and knock down enough shots and a lot of free throws, didn't they?
Yeah, that was the difference in the game. I mean, two things, the free throws and just their discipline. They were more disciplined than us down the stretch. We made some really uncharacteristically selfish plays down the stretch, and they were able to capitalize on them.
What do you tell your team after a game like that? I mean, obviously, it's got to be a learning lesson for them. Postseason play's coming pretty soon. You want them to learn from a ball game like this, so you just probably pointed out what they need to do better to overcome something like that?
Well, again, I mean, we came in here really high on ourselves. We're putting up points, and we played a team that, you know, has consistently, since Neil took over in 1991, has been a team that's disciplined and play hard-nosed defense, and we took it on the chin, and that's what basically what I tell them. I tell them that, you know, we have to regroup, become more disciplined offensively and defensively, and regroup.
They were able to get to the basket some there in the second half. I know Chris was playing with two fouls for a while there, but it looked like he wasn't contesting some shots till it got fairly late in the fourth quarter play, and then he had a big block that led to some points. Was that by design? Was that something you told him to do, or he was just wanting to stay away from foul trouble, or what was the situation there?
No, it wasn't by design. I think he was, you know, thinking that he needed to guard shooters out there a lot of time when 34 wasn't on the floor,
sure,
and he wasn't contesting them. We were giving them dead blank looks. But the difference in the game, like you said, was the free throws. Number 24, you know, he shot six free throws just off of three-point shot fouls. And then I think for the game, I know he shot double-digit free throws. And it's hard to win when you got a kid who's shooting jump shots getting that many free throws as well.
You're talking about Ben Grunder, and I had him 14 to 16 from the free throw line. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he got there a lot, and he knocked him down. And as a team, they were 17 to 21 from the line. I mean, your guys did pretty well, too, 13 to 17. But
yeah,
they had more shots from the line, and, you know, that was part of the difference of the ball game.
It was. And so we were working the refs all night long because we thought it was a disparity. We're going to the hole. And in the first half, I don't think we shot but about five. And so, you know, we were really trying to work the refs to try to, you know, get us into a position where we could get to the line to try to get back in this thing, getting some easy baskets with the ball being dead.
Frustrating game for Chris, I know, Chris Payton, and it seemed like, you know, whenever he was going to try to put the ball on the floor, they were going to take shots at trying to take it away from him, and they were able to sometimes. Sometimes they were called for fouls, but I know it just kind of looked, you could kind of see the frustration on his face, couldn't you, whenever he had that happen to him?
Yeah, and you know, and we told him, I mean, Chris is a three-year varsity starter. He got to understand how guys are going to guard him and adjust from that. You know, that last play when he went to drive and lost the ball, we had something else because we knew that they were going to collapse on him. And some nights aren't going to be your nights. You got to get other guys involved. And he got to understand that for us.
Patrick Fisher, you know, he's always the leader for you out there and steady, the senior. And I thought he played very well down the stretch for you there in the losing cause. But still, you know, showed good leadership for you.
He does. He has command of what we're trying to do. He guards really hard. You know, he took care of the ball for us and got some steals for us and made his free throws down the stretch.
All right. Well, hopefully a good learning lesson for your team. And, a couple games with a couple of the Peoria schools to round out the Big 12 in the regular season schedule. Is that right?
Yeah. We have Notre Dame this Friday, and then we have Peoria High for our senior night next Tuesday. So, you know, it's a loss, but there's some takeaways from this. You know, we played a really, really aggressive schedule, and we wanted to finish it with a good program like Lincoln. And they're well coached. They're real, really disciplined, and hopefully our kids learn from it.
And how about the Big 12 this year? I mean, boy, there's a lot of good basketball teams, you know, Danville and Champaign Central and the way West is playing this year in your ball club. And, I mean, it kind of go on and on with so many very good teams in the Big 12 this year.
Yeah, and that's what Neil said to me at the beginning of the game when we were at the half court for the captains meeting, the fact that he looked up at our conference and said, whoa, you know, it's making us better. I still like our team, and I still like what we're going to do in the postseason.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much for coming out. We appreciate it.
Thank you.